consensus.
Good afternoon. Technical Advisory Committee, Thursday, May 8th. Begin. Do we have a quorum?
Yes, we do, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. So, you packet, you have the meeting minutes from March 20th. Feedback, questions, concerns. Motion is required to approve.
Hadley moves approval.
So I think we had two moved to approves. Can I get somebody to second that?
Okay.
Thank you. So Joe gets it shouldn't be this hard. All right.
No additional comments or concerns. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. I'll move on to staff reports. Kurt?
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman. On attachment 3A through March 31st, you see we spent about 58% of our budget. We're in very good shape, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Curtis, in light of how things are often being done now in the federal government, are there any delays on AMATS's expected funding or any threats?
So far, no delays. Threats are every day. No, I mean, the good news is that by statute, by the BIL, or I'm sorry, we're not allowed to call it the BIL anymore, by the IIAJ, we pretty much have our funding, and they've committed to our funding through September of 2026. So the question would be if extensions come, et cetera. Now, that's not to say we did have, and any of you that are at our policy committee will next week, Federal Highway will be in the building to let you know that we've been certified as an MPO, which is part of a four-year process. But, you know, they're still going through a lot of uncertainty with potential RIFs. Things that we've been hearing might get delayed are things like CMAQ authorizations. So when you get a CMAQ project, we have to get it justified and authorized by Federal Highway. Question is like, will those things start to slow down? But from everything that we've heard, we are still expecting our usual allocations at least until fiscal year 26.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Yep.
The financial progress report requires a motion.
Bowling, move to approve.
Costco, second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Technical progress report will be presented by Matt.
Thank you. Hi, everyone. So we do things. We just had our federal certification review last week. That's something we have every 4 years. Went really well. Very easiest certification review any of our staff has ever sat through. So it's just a one-day affair. We got our transit partners there, which we really appreciate. So we're good. We're certified for 4 more years. Actually, next week at our policy meeting, Sam Wallace from the Federal Highway Administration will be here to talk about, just to give a summary of what occurred. Also wanted to go back here. I'm going to throw a bunch of meetings at you, and I'm hoping we can get a lot of you to attend these. So next week, this will actually be after a policy meeting. The Strategic Highway Safety Plan in Ohio is being updated, and they're going to have a stakeholder workshop at 3:15. I think it's in this room. It may be in a different room, but it's somewhere in this building. If this sounds familiar to you, this was something that we relied upon a lot when we were developing the Safe Streets for All plan in 2023. A lot of our strategy recommendations actually came out of, they were built upon what came out of the old Strategic Highway Safety Plan. So if you're interested in safety, we'd strongly encourage you to attend this. We also have a public meeting a little bit later that day from 5 to 6:30. If anybody is interested and has ways to send this out to your people in your communities or agencies, let me know, and I'm happy to forward all the materials we receive. Totally separate workshop, the week after that, which will be on Wednesday here at ODOT District 4 from 1 to 3, is the Access Ohio update. Those of you that are part of the policy committee may remember Randy Lane from ODOT being here talking about that process. So it'll be kind of the same thing where we have a stakeholder meeting during the day and a public meeting in the evening. So again, strongly encourage all of you to attend if you can. And then there was something else I was going to say, but I can't remember what it was. But so with that, I'm happy to answer any questions. Thank you.
Amy Prater will discuss our federal funds report.
Thank you. Well, we're almost to the end of this fiscal year, and we're getting really close. Since the mailing packet went out, we've actually had some more projects award and encumber the money. For the most part, all projects are expected to encumber the money in this fiscal year. We will need a loan in TASA, but I'm going to wait a couple more weeks to make sure that everything for sure is going to encumber in TASA before I request the loan. But hopefully everything will encumber by the end of this fiscal year, so we should be in good shape this year. I appreciate everybody staying on track with their projects and getting them either moved out early so that we could get them in the next TIP or getting them funded this year. So also later this year we're going to have some funding applications due. I wanted to give you guys some dates for CMAC applications. The CMAC application will be posted on our website on June 2nd for anyone that is interested. And we will have a due date on the CMAC applications of July 18th. So, and then we will be scoring those, and then we will probably bring those back for your review at some point. And then they go to the CMAC committee in September for additional scoring. I believe they're approved in November with final approval, and then they would come back to us in December for our final approval to get them pitted and put on the books. For all the other project funding for STBG, TASA, CRP, resurfacing, all of those, we're going to open the applications. The application will be posted on September 26th. We need to wait that long because we need to approve, we need to revise and approve our funding policy guidelines for the next round of funding. So the applications can't be released till after the funding policy guidelines are approved. And those will be due November 7th. So, and we're not 100% sure when we'll bring them to TAC and policy for approval. We're talking about pushing them back a little bit more so we can do a little more scoring and take a little more time. Anyone have any questions?
All right, thank you, Amy. Do we have old business?
None.
Do we have new business?
We have none.
None. All right. So that'll move us into resolutions. Attachment 6A, approving the transportation improvement program. Amy.
So April 30th, we finally submitted our final draft of our TIP to the state and the feds. We are looking to have that TIP approved next week at our policy committee meeting. And then once that's approved, then we'll be able to send updated versions of it with signatures on it to ODOT and Federal Highway. If everything is reviewed and approved, then that TIP will begin on July 1st of this year, and we'll have a completely new TIP. We also have what's called an ESTIP, which is the state TIP, which takes all the MPO TIPs and puts them together. They made an electronic version of that, so now we can coordinate very quickly with ODOT and make sure that our TIP matches the state's TIP, and it makes coordination a lot easier and quicker. In that same vein, this year we have more staff, and so this year we are making an interactive map of our TIP. And so I'm going to introduce Amelia to come and give a slight demonstration of the interactive TIP.
I'm Amelia, the latest GIS technician with AMAX, and this is one of the projects I've been working on recently. So we wanted to make a public-facing version of the TIP, so it's an interactive map that any of you are going to be able to access and play around with. The map is going to have all of the information that is typically stored on our AMAX website, such as this table with phase, fund type, amount, and year, which is what you'll typically see. We have a bunch of fun different features, one of them being you would be able to search by your project ID number. So I have one, for example, I'm going to type in here. You can search it, click it, and it's going to zoom into your desired project. And also the pop-up on the right-hand side is going to be adjusted to reference that same project for you. You can exit out and it's going to go back to your home screen. We also do have demographics as well. This page is going to be able to show you all of the different demographics that are actually incorporated inside of the TIP, such as minority percentages, disability percentages. You can click these on and off depending on what you would like to see. And the legend down in the right-hand corner is going to reflect that. You will also be given the same information up in this pop-up here that you were given on the first page. These maps are connected, so if you're looking at a specific project on one, you can click on over to the other and it's going to stay the same for you guys. Very simple, pretty basic way for you guys to get direct updates for the TIP. Okay, that is all for that. Any questions or anything, please just let me know. Thank you.
When is that going to be published?
That is actually going to be out on our website in the very near future. It was just fully finalized today as well. So it can't be found right now, but we are going to be publishing it as a link on our website.
Thank you.
So
the Transportation Improvement Program 2629 does require a motion.
Bowling, move to approve.
Costco, second.
Any further discussions? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Matt's going to present our Transportation Outlook 2050.
Hello again. So I'm not going to give too much of a presentation on Transportation Outlook because you've heard me blab about this for the last three or four meetings. But just as with the TIP, we're at the very end of that process. We will be asking for approval of the final draft. Excited to get this project where it is. About half of our staff worked on it in one way or another. So won't really go into the details, but just here's kind of the basic layout of it, which hopefully you've had a chance to at least look at it. But one of the things, just a couple quick things I wanted to call out. Probably what most of you are most interested in would be Section 6, which is our recommendations, and that's where we have, you know, our maps and our tables of all of the project recommendations that we've talked about with our communities and agencies. A few things you didn't see last month when we presented the draft were our various appendices of the Transportation Outlook. Just a couple of those that I wanted to call out. Just as Amelia presented the demographics on the web map of the TIP, we also, Matt put this together for us. We kind of have these nice tables that sort by community for highest to lowest of each of those classes, Carla's household, minority, elderly population, disability, income. So that's kind of cool. That's in Appendix C. And then Appendix D, we just have a lot of, I guess, interesting environmental stuff that some of you might be interested in just for applications you're preparing for totally other different funding sources. But, you know, we have all of our natural resources and stuff mapped there. So check those out, too. So that's pretty much where we are. We're asking you to approve this final version today. After that, like, we've talked internally. I think the design that Seth put together is really good, as always. We talked about maybe going back and putting a few photos in the document and making it look even better. But content-wise, we're 100% set. I guess one quick note, we did make a cut. If you reviewed this early on, like when the mail packet first went out, there were a couple of very small changes that went out, like little goofs that I made or the, just things that we noticed. So we have kind of updated this a little bit. If you go to our website, you'll see the final version. So that's all I'll share unless there are any questions. Yeah, Joe.
Planning agencies across the country have had to deal with, in the new administration, certain terminology that is no longer acceptable, apparently. And I've been on a conference call with some agencies where the funders have advised them to revise a certain report that they were ready to submit. And I just wondered, I'm sure AMETS is on top of this, but I just wondered if that has affected your report, any like terms like climate change or DEI. I know you're aware.
I guess we have the advantage of a lot of that guidance came out in late January, early February. So we were able to react pretty quickly. Like, for example, we don't have an environmental justice analysis as we used to, but instead, we kind of replaced it with a full demographic analysis. We're not going as far as saying certain projects should be prioritized, but we're kind of just throwing out all the information out there. So that's an example of how we adapted. As far as what's in this long-range plan, like, it's not dramatically changed from past ones in terms of walking back certain things with the new administration change. So content-wise, I don't think you'll see a lot of changes from before. But, yeah, it's a good question, though.
And I will say that, you know, we take it very seriously from the standpoint of trying to protect our membership. We're not asking you to vote for anything that, you know, when we approve the plan or the TIP, that we think would run us afoul of our friends at the federal government. And so, I mean, Joe, to that question, like, I think the truth is like they have been scrubbed in a sense of like from 4 years. You know, there's language that was used 4 years ago that's not used today, purposefully, because we are, you know, our number one goal is to not endanger our federal funding. So, but as to Matt's point, there wasn't that much of it. Any, you know, we're a fairly meat and potatoes MPO, if you will, and so I think we don't have quite as much of that as say some of the other, you know, larger MPOs and the documents that they've written. You know, we never did a climate change plan, or we never did things like that. So, but our utmost goal was to protect, and we were advised during our certification process that there are some words that if you just don't, you know, they would advise you against writing. And so we've taken that into consideration.
Years ago, Agenda 21 was the concern, and there were certain words like smart growth that agencies had to stay away from. So I was sure you were on top of it. I just wondered.
Yeah.
And I hadn't noticed any in the report. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I mean, we were told basically a couple of our documents, the feds were doing control F, you know, to see if we still had certain words in some of our documents. So it is a very real thing. You're not, you know, you're not seeing ghosts.
Motion is required.
Move to approve.
Bowling second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Same sign. Motion carries. Moving on to Resolution 2507. Jeff Gardner.
Packet is attachment 6C. This resolution reaffirms the TIP, which you just approved, the plan that you just approved, and affirms the consistency of both of those documents with the state implementation plan for air quality conformity. Both documents were found to be consistent with air quality regulations, and this resolution attests to that. Staff recommends approval of Resolution 2025-07. Are there any questions?
Thank you, Jeff. Hearing no questions or discussion, a motion is required.
Logic move.
Costco second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Same sign. Okay, so we'll move on. Jeff, you've got the next one also.
That's attachment 16. With this resolution, the policy committee certifies that the planning process is being implemented in compliance with federal regulations. The federal government, as Matt mentioned earlier, has certified us as a metropolitan planning organization. And the staff's planning activities are carried out under the supervision of the Ohio Department of Transportation. So the staff is recommending approval of Resolution 2025-08. Are there any questions?
If I could make the motion to approve, I would, but I can't. So we need a motion.
So moved. Drozdowski.
Gorok, second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you. And our last resolution, Heather is going to present the Transportation Planning Work Program.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In February, the Policy Committee approved a draft of the fiscal year 2026 Transportation Planning Work Program and Budget, which was then submitted to ODOT for review. After receiving comments from ODOT, the major elements of the plan remain the same. Attachment 6E, Resolution 2025-09, is the final transportation planning work program and budget for fiscal year 2026, which begins on July 1st of this year. Staff is recommending approval. Are there any questions?
Well, once again, we need a motion for approval.
Hadley moves approval.
Jones,
second. I'm
sorry. Who said it again?
Who was it? Jones, second.
Who?
Jones. Mike Jones. Okay.
All right. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
Thank you,
Heather. Other business.
So I don't want to hold this up, but I just wanted to say two quick things. One, first, tech tip. So we will be meeting soon. So for those of you on the tech tip, you'll be getting some emails from us soon. We're looking at the week after Memorial Day for our first meeting, and then the second week of June, I believe, for the second meeting where we'll talk about funding policy stuff. So you will all be getting emails with some scheduling. And then the last thing is I just wanted to thank our staff, Matt, Amy, everybody else. You know, this is the culmination of 4 years of work for our staff. And so I'm really pleased with the work that they've done, and really appreciate all of you putting in so much work to give us the information we need to develop these recommendations. And so it's a good feeling to get these things wrapped up and start on the next process. So that's all I have to say, but thank you all. Appreciate it.
Our next meeting will be Thursday, August 7th at 1:30, same place. Please adjourn. Do we need a motion to adjourn? Right, how about we have a motion to adjourn?
Falling
I was going to let you skip that.
All right. Well, no, we started. We're going to finish. Motion to adjourn.
Bowling.
Just
oh, here we go. Now we got a second.
Second.